Now, will you notice this man? Naaman was wroth. That's verse 11. He went away and said, "Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper." You know, that's religion. Oh, my. If I could have just gotten in a healing line and had him put his hand on me and had him call upon God and pray, pour a little oil on me, why, that would have been great. That's religion, friend. When God does it, he does it by faith. And he lays your pride in the ground. You don't go to a man, you go to him. And he's the great physician. And so he's to go down there. He said, "I thought this would be the thing." And now notice what he says. "Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. Now this is one place where I agree with Naaman. I saw those beautiful rivers up in Lebanon. I went up to the city of Byblos from Beirut, and I stopped up there where they call it the calling cards of the great man of the earth. They've left inscriptions there. I walked up that river there quite a ways, probably half a mile. Beautiful water as it comes rippling down over those rocks. Now, let me say this to you. I hear people sing, "On Jordan's stormy banks I stand." I hear them talk about "Roll, Jordan, roll." It's a muddy stream, friends. It's not near as pretty. I rather agree with Naaman. Why in the world should I go down and dip down there? Why not go up there where I can get some clean water? But you see, a lot of folk hate to come to the cross. It's a place of ignominy, place of shame, and they don't want to come there. They want to do some great thing, and that's what this man does. Oh, the pride of Naaman. The rivers of Damascus are better, and they were. He said, "Drive on." The impudence and the impertinence of the prophet to tell me to do this. My friend, you'll have to come to the cross of Christ. You don't come to Jesus and stand up as a proud man and say you've got something you are resting on. When you come to him, it's just as I am, without one plea but that thy blood was shed for me. Charlotte Elliott was singing one night, lovely voice, opera singer, and there was an unknown preacher there, a young man. After she'd sung, he went over to her, congratulated, said, "You have such a wonderful voice." But he said, "That voice is a voice God could use." But he said, "You'll have to come to him just like any other sinner." And she was offended. She says, "How dare you? I'm not like any other sinner. I want you to know I'm a famous opera singer." And so she went home that night. She couldn't forget what that young preacher said. And she was restless. She couldn't sleep. And finally, while she got up out of bed and she wrote, "Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come, I come." And my friend, if you come, that's the way you're going to have to come. This is the way it is. And this proud fella, he rides off, you see. So he turned and went away in a rage. That's the last part, verse 12 here of 2 Kings 5.